Welcome to Vibrant Voices with Christine Vibrant and guests, offering stories that resonate with you, represent you, and offer you examples of nourishing, naturally healthy living. Vibrant Voices reshape reality, allow us to rethink our programming, and access our authentic awakening to the light and power within. You can be afraid and achieve anyway. That's how we did it. Vibrant Voices starts now.
Morning and welcome. Welcome to Vibrant Voices with your host, Christine Vibrant. This show, formerly known as Waking Hope, as we step into change, taking all of the chaos that we're finding and feeling around us and creating something consciously that is better and that is more aligned and attuned to our authentic self. Now, how do we get there? And why the heck are we so proud of changing when it seems as if it's something that didn't work? This is something that I am so excited to share with you today, because Christine Vibrant has gone from being silent, being scared and afraid, being someone who was unable to even speak out her name. And here we are, live, very much live on Transformation Talk Radio. We are also on podcasts, and this is so exciting because there are people around the world who are able to tune in at any time. And thank you so much for your presence. And as we're sitting here today, I want to give you one of the first and most important steps to accessing your vibrant voice and why this matters so much, not only to you, but to me and to the world. Because in finding your vibrant voice, you get the chance to face all of your authentic self and all that that is. And you get to discover the power underneath. Maybe you feel powerless in this world. Maybe you feel as if your voice is unheard and doesn't matter. Maybe you feel a little bit frustrated with how things are going because you're doing your best and it's just not working out the way that you want. We've all been there. As you heard in the intro, you can be afraid and achieve anyway. And this is one of the programs that I'm implementing as not only the show, but also my business is undergoing a rebrand, a change, and a change for the better, a change in the direction that feels aligned with Christine Vibrant, not Christine Farr and not Christine Everett, not the one from South Africa, not the one who was in Taiwan, not the one who came to America and learned all kinds of new ways of being, but the one who now is taking all of her experiences, all of the situations and the shituations that we have experienced in this world. And I know that you know what I mean when I say shituation. Let's take a minute and just kind of look back at some of those moments. Whew, they can feel a lot. Maybe they can feel too much. And in accessing your vibrant voice, fair warning, you are going to experience moments of intense feedback. I like to call it biofeedback because it helps me to understand that I'm not overwhelmed by what I'm feeling, but I'm getting a very, very, very sharp and acute and decisive answer from my body and my spirit and my mind as to what is going on in this moment. Now, how can we navigate those moments when we feel stuck, when our sympathetic nervous system is so amped because we are facing something that terrifies us or scares us or that we've never done before? We certainly haven't had an example of it. So how the heck are we going to do this thing that scares us? How are we going to find our vibrant voice when we feel unheard and we feel powerless? And it doesn't seem that any of our efforts are coming to fruition the way we want. Oh, you need to create some space between who you think you are, who you've been told you are, who you want to be, and what's actually going on. And how do we do that in a world that is so, so built on filling all of the empty spaces? And I'm going to share a little bit about what that feels like right before I do this experiential exercise. And it's a good one. This is a good one. This is one you can use any time of the day. I really want to explain to you why this is useful and why I've chosen this one. But before we do that, Here is something that happened with me today. I had an extra half hour before the show where I had nothing scheduled. And in those 30 minutes, I experienced an immense amount of panic for not having anything scheduled. What have I forgotten? What do I need to do? And I tried to find ways to fill the half hour before the show. And doesn't that just seem quite silly when that beautiful half hour was meant to be for rest, for meditation, for getting present and grounded as I stepped into sharing so much of my vibrant voice and my authentic alignment with you? And that takes energy. Why was I feeling the panic? Simply a habit of being that I'm not allowed to have space to rest. I'm not allowed to have space to simply be. I have to be doing something with every free moment. And that is just programming. How do we step out of it? Something super easy and free, your breath. And something that people tap into called box breathing. And this is easy to remember because a box has got four sides. And instead of going big, deep breaths, which are very good for you to have, but are kind of difficult to access in everyday moments, you certainly do not want to be in a frightful experience and look as if you're hyperventilating. That's not going to work out so well. So let's do something very easy with box breathing, taking a single breath, holding it for a second, releasing for a second, holding for a second, taking it in for a second, holding for a second, releasing for a second, resting for a second. And just slowly stepping into this very calm momentum. This is something you can access as you're in the moment of feeling tremendous overwhelm. Because what this steady rhythm of breathing does is remind your nervous system that flight or fight, freeze, flock, and fawn, that's making you act in ways that are not in your best interest. Calms you down, reconnects you with this body that you're in, and reminds you that you are not your body, you're not your mind, you're not this experience, you are not this situation, you are so much more, and that this is a moment to get through. And as you're feeling the shift, and I do encourage you to do this, perhaps as you're driving, perhaps as you're getting ready for the day, maybe you're rushing into your coffee. I don't know what exactly you're getting into today, but I bet that there is a lot of thought patterns going. You're spiraling, you're thinking about what you need to do, you're worrying about what's happened. You know, there's so much going on, and this is what life is. But you deserve the moments of peacefulness and calmness and balance, because that's where the magic is. That's where your intuition flows through. That's where you overcome the blocks and the obstacles to your vibrant voice. That's where you overcome your own self-sabotage. Because when you start stepping into your vibrant voice, and I know that you have experienced this, you're going to hit walls, or what feel like walls. You're going to experience those moments of, nope, not for me, nope, just can't, nuh-uh. And you can feel how scary that feels to step into something different. And I want to share with you today that you're not alone in this. This is why I have the program called Afraid and Achieving Anyway Adventure, because it is an adventure. And just like any adventure, there are going to be ups and downs. You can prepare to a certain point, but there are always going to be surprises. And there are going to be moments of looking at the adventure going, what the heck have I stepped into? What was I thinking? Oh my goodness, I've lost it. I've lost the plot. Oh, someone save me from myself. I can't do this anymore. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Let's take those moments. Take that box breathing. In, rest. Out, rest. In, rest. Out, rest. That moment of trepidation, that moment of fear, that moment of overwhelm is a test. And it's a test on how much you want this. Do you want this? How much do you want this thing that you're stepping into? How much do you want your authenticity? It's going to be painful to step into your authentic self, because what we're doing essentially is unspiraling a bunch of energy. That hurts. Think of having a tooth extracted. That is something where you feel an enormous amount of pressure. Having a tooth pulled, there is an incredible amount of pressure as something that has been in you and part of you for so long, since before you can remember. And suddenly you need to release this. There is pressure. There is pain. But there is always something to take its place. And so as you're stepping into this authentic and vibrant voice, understand that the energy is going to shift, that you are going to get feedback, and that all of it is a beautiful and wonderful clue as to who you're becoming, as to the voice of who you are inside. Not the child, not the parent, not the coworker, not the spouse, not the friend, not the cultural person. I'm a being. I am not a South African, even though I was born in South Africa. I'm a being. I'm not a female, even though I was born in a female body. I have so much potential within this that if I start to limit it and I continue to limit it, I'm just hurting myself. I'm harming myself, and I'm allowing that old pattern of being to remain. And I'm not accessing my vibrant voice. Your vibrant voice is valuable, and I'm going to tell you why. When you start stepping into your vibrant voice, you're going to understand more of who you are. You're going to let go of those limiting beliefs. You're going to start understanding that you can be afraid and achieve anyway. Why am I saying this? My vibrant voice on this show has invited many business owners that I have connected with, people that have thousands of followers on social media when I have simply a few hundred, people that have tens of thousands of followers, people that have been in business for 7 to 10 years. And I've invited them on the show and they're terrified and they've said no. And I've invited them to be a guest on my IG Live with my few hundred followers, and they're thousands, and they're scared. And this is no shame or blame. It is completely an awakening to everybody has a fear. Everybody has something that's holding them back. Everybody has an obstacle that is in front of them, no matter how many they've overcome. And this is the journey of life. This is the beautiful unraveling of everything that you are as you discover your purpose and your calling and your potential. And you let go of the limiting beliefs that you were given and that you were gifted and that you're navigating from your past, from where you've born. There's so much to you. And I'm so excited to be sharing my journey as we've switching from waking hope into vibrant voices and what this has meant for the Transformation Network and the people that have worked with me. And I'm going to be sharing the fantastic adventures I'm taking with my business as we're stepping into Vibrant Voices, Christine Vibrant. Better Me Empowered Lives are now becoming nourishing, naturally healthy living because the empowerment is there. I have Better Me Empowered my life, and I've Better Me Empowered so many. And now we're ready to nourish naturally healthy living for ourselves and the world. And it's easier than you think. I'm so excited to be talking more about this. But before we go on break, I do encourage you to head over to that giveaway. I'm giving away an Afraid and Achieving Anyway adventure. And this is something that is highly valuable because your one day is turning into day one. And it's today. And this is coming from someone who has overcome enormous obstacles. I couldn't speak to my family. And here I am speaking to you live, right here, right now, from Brownsville, Texas. And I was born in Uitenhage, South Africa. So go ahead, check out that giveaway. Certainly hop on. If you've got any questions, call in. I'm very curious to find out. Before we take a break, your host, Christine Vibrant with Vibrant Voices, inviting you to step into your authentic self, making day one day into one day. And when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about what transformation feels like and the magic that happens when you take your situation, and you shake it up back into a situation. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break. Navigating a life of chronic pain and pain cycles can break you down and change your world. Searching for answers adds to the confusion unless you take charge and create something better. My name is Christine Vibrant, and I help motivated people turn their pain points into their power points. If you feel ready for the intensive transformative journey of my Better Me Empowered Living program,
contact me at christine@beingbetterme.com.
Tune in to The Unlimited Mindset, how to have more success, time, freedom, and peace of mind every first and third Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Your host, Camilla Kahlberg, helps you create a great life in an easier way. Learn the why, what, and how of conscious awareness. Shift what no longer serves you. Camilla knows firsthand what results you can achieve when you commit yourself. To learn more, visit Kahlberg Coaching.
Life engineering, processes that combine science, wisdom, and spirituality to create a life of alignment on transformationtalkradio.com. Join host Gabriella Embon and Dr. Pat every first and third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific for wisdom nuggets, step-by-step guidance to uncover the processes that help create the perfect synergy between your mind, body, and spirit to realize your true potential. Get ready for some magic wisdom on how to create a life of no regrets. Visit coachingacademy.net.
Are you a badass with big dreams? Then you need to join Confident AF Live, taking your mindset next level to get next year's results today. With me, Brandon Foster. Tune in every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. I will help you crack open the door to new ways of thinking and believing about yourself with mindset practices for badass people like yourself. For more information, visit BrandonRFoster.com.
Tune in to Artfully Askew with Deb, an artist's way of navigating life. Listen or watch every first Tuesday at 4 p.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You are not alone. Life is about connection, and art is always with us. Deb welcomes those who dare to step into a space of genuine comfort and celebration, all with the healing power through art. For more information about Artfully Askew with Deb, an artist's way of navigating life, visit ArtfullyAskew.com. Tune in to Artfully
Askew. And welcome back to Vibrant Voices with your host, Christine Vibrant, formerly known as Waking Hope, as we are shaking things up, stepping into transformation and making it fun and enjoyable, accessible and representational. That was quite a mouthful. Thank you for sticking with me through this. I'm Christine Vibrant. I'm so excited to be here with you today as we're talking about turning situations into situations and what that looks and feels like, especially when you do not have an example of that in your life, and certainly not in the movies that are those wonderful 90-minute stories feeling so concise and beautifully packaged. And when we try to step into that hero's journey and hit the wall and hit the wall and hit the wall, we think we're doing something wrong. And so we stop what we're doing and we stop stepping into our vibrant and authentic voice, and we let the fear back in and the doubt and the discomfort and all of the nasty back in, keeping us down. Let's stop doing that. Let's take today and give ourselves this promise. We're not talking about day one anymore. Today is one, not one day. We're talking about day one. Today's one. Today's day one. Today is the day. See, I'm so excited. I can't even get my words straight. But what I'm wanting to tell you is today is the day. Take a breath. You can do things. You can do big, scary things. You can be afraid and achieve anyway. It's an adventure. That's one of my programs. And the reason I called it that is because that is how we did it. That is how I did it. That is how so many business owners I'm talking with do it. That is how so many people that I'm talking with who are terrified of the things that I don't think that they would be, complete cognitive dissonance on this part. And I'm saying, well, you know what? I'm kind of scared. But I'm doing a lot. Do you want to do this with me? Let's go through this. If you're not sure, tune into my show. See what it's about. We're very, very cool. We're very calm. We're very chill. A lot of people, when they think about coaching, and I've had this experience with people that have contacted me, they think about coaching, life coaching and health coaching, because I'm certified in both. And I certified because of the Bachelor of Psychology. So history's coming in, past is coming in. Stepping into transformation is going to feel very odd. As adults, we're not used to having fun with change. We're not used to getting curious about things and going, I'm scared, but I'm going to have some fun with this. I'm going to be shaking and quaking. And instead of letting that stop me, I'm going to take the next step. Ah, and the next one. And I'm going to enjoy this, and I'm going to step in the experience, and I'm going to use my authentic, vibrant voice, because that's how I'm seeing other people do it. This is how we've all done things. You can do scary things and achieve. And let me give you an example of what that feels like. When I started working with the Transformation Network, Dr. Pat sat me down and said, "You are welcome to change the show, change the name. We can redo the banners. The team is welcome to, they're happy to work with you. This is the Transformation Network. Transformation is the name of the game." And I was given permission from the beginning to step into change. And of course, thinking I knew what I knew and I know me best, I said, "Oh, Dr. Pat, that's okay. I know what I'm doing. I know exactly where this is going. I'm not going to change a thing." Famous middle words, famous journey words, famous denouement words, famous chaos words. I know what I'm doing. Everything's working out the way I want. Because life is going to throw you curveballs. The minute you feel as if you know what's going on and you've got your balance and you know what I'm talking about, something comes along with a great big whoosh and gives you that opportunity to look at your moment and go, "How much do I want this? What is this that I'm wanting? And who am I being?" Because the one thing that we learn in coaching, and this is one thing I want to give you, it's a gift. It's a massive gift, and it's going to trigger you, perhaps, and it might just go right on by, but you'll remember it. How you do one thing is how you do everything. How you do one thing is how you do everything. Take a minute. Let's do that breathing and sit with that concept. How are you doing one thing? Breathing in, rest, out, rest. In, rest, out, rest. My people pleasers, I want you to think about how you're doing one thing, how much of yourself you're giving away, and giving away and giving away and giving away. And when you're tired and you're frustrated and you're feeling unheard and you're feeling powerless, I want you to take that moment and think, what have I given that wasn't mine to give? Or was mine to give and wasn't theirs to take? What have I given that I shouldn't have given? What have I given that I should have kept for myself? I'm giving too much. And perhaps this is a very big lesson for people pleasers. I had to learn this myself in transformation, in changing, in working with the team at the Transformation Network, and being shy to say, this isn't working. I want change. I want you to understand that the change you're experiencing is necessary. It's an opportunity. It's a gift from your spirit and your soul to look at your life and the growth that you've asked for and the intentions that you've set. Because when you're asking to be braver and you're asking to be more courageous and more confident, you're going to go through the crucible. You're going to have that moment of resistance. Think of your physical activity. When we strengthen our bodies, we go through resistance. It hurts. As we're growing up, we call it growing pains. That doesn't stop. Just because your physical body has grown doesn't mean that change is not going to hurt. But it hurts a heck of a lot more to stay in stagnation. Because when you're staying in stagnation and you're stuck in who you are and you're doubling down on your spiral, instead of saying enough is enough, exit those excuses. Today's day one. I'm tired of not being who I am. And I'm going to step into my vibrant voice and I'm going to sing and make that joyful noise. Be joyful about it. Yes, sing off key. So what? So what? Now what? Sing it. Say it. The interesting thing about your voice and about vibration as we're stepping into transformation is that when you feel your voice doesn't matter, sing. Sing a lot. Sing a lot. Find some beautiful songs. I'm going to give you a few here to kind of research. Go and look up beautiful chorus and sing their songs. Go and look up NDRE. Sing those songs. Go and find some powerful female or male voices, some powerful voices that resonate with what you're wanting to hear and see in the world, and sing that. Practice using your voice. If you're out of practice, it's not going to happen overnight. What does that mean? I've been out of practice asking for help. I've been out of practice saying, "I want this." I've been so much in practice of doing it myself and doing it for others that I've gotten out of practice of receiving. And in stepping into a show like this, taking my goal to the next level, taking my one day, making it day one, I am here on Transformation Network, doing something that no one in my family has done, doing something that no one in my friend circle has done, doing something that no one in my business circle has done. Hecking hell, of course there's going to be change. Of course I'm going to be facing versions of me as I find out who this is inside, saying you are brave enough. You are ready. Yes, your feet are shaking. No, they cannot see that your hands are shaking down here. I know it is. And I'm sharing that it is with you. Waking Hope, I spoke with beautiful guests, and I'm going to share more of their journey with you. And Waking Hope woke my hope too. It woke my hope that my vibrant voice and my silliness is so essential, that the gentleness I'm bringing in, which is so different from the American way, is so needed. And I know this because I've gotten the feedback when I've asked and I've said, is this landing? Is this resonating? Because I'm not receiving what I thought I would from the show. Instead, I'm receiving so much more. So much more. I've received the ability and the opportunity to use my vibrant voice and connect with people around the world. I have had the opportunity to be a guest on other podcasts and connect with people who are doing this for years and have them tell me afterwards, you're a gifted speaker. And that bringing tears to my face as I realized that 15-year-old who was so scared of life, the 15-year-old who lost her mother on her birthday, who looked at her life and said, now what? I mean, what a situation. From complete silence to losing my most valuable ally. Here I am. Thank you, Samantha. I love the name Vibrant Voices. Thank you. This is the thing. We need this. I chose Vibrant Voices because your voice matters, and I didn't think mine did. Go and watch the movie The King's Speech. One of the most powerful people in the world at that time was afraid of their own voice until they found within themselves that power, that light. There's a quote, you know, don't be worried about the break, and I'm paraphrasing here. That's how the light gets in. When you're broken, that's how the light gets in. And I kind of want to really just get you thinking about this. That's how the light gets out. The light has always been inside you. That beautiful vibrantness, that power that you know is there, that frustration that's driving, that underneath going, you're more than what you think. You're more than what you've been told. How do I know this? I'm working with an amazing team here at the Transformation Network. Dr. Pat, who's been doing this for so long, who has won the Stevie Award, she's transforming lives. Stepping into her mission, working with the beautiful artistic people at the Transformation Network, as I've said, look, this is not working. I want vibrant voices. I'm ready for the next level. I'm ready to step in and say to the world, yes, your way is different. Yes, it's the opposite way of doing it. Do it. Step into it. This matters. And as we did this, working with the team and hearing their feedback and hearing the love from them, I keep looking and hugging myself and saying, thank you. Thank you for taking this scary step. Thank you for being afraid and achieving anyway. Thank you for taking this as an adventure. Thank you. And thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here with me today. We're going to take a little break because when I come back, I'm going to be sharing some very interesting and fun things that we're doing outside of Vibrant Voices and how the cohesiveness of this is working with the business, how Vibrant Voices has woken hope in me and others, and how we're shaking things up and stepping into a new way of being. Because we're doing what we're wanting to be, and we're showing the world how we're wanting the change to evolve and how we're wanting it to open up. Be the example that you want to be. And I'm going to show you how when we come back from the break. Stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening to Vibrant Voices with your host, Christine Vibrant. Head over to the Transformation Talk Radio website, by the way. There is a great giveaway, and I encourage you to go and do that while we take a break. We'll come back within a few minutes. Stay tuned, and thank you so much for being with us.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Feeling overwhelmed by life and underwhelmed by your prospects, unheard and unappreciated? Vibrant Voices gets joyful about authenticity and reshaping your reality. Join Christine Vibrant and guests on Vibrant Voices and give your voice a chance to be represented. Streaming live on the second and fourth Thursdays of every month at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
So are you ready to be pain-free? Do you have issues that have plagued you for decades? Well, get ready to be BFFs with your body physically and emotionally. The Body Channel, Lynn Waldron, takes a dive into your health energetically with programs like the Mega Detox, Issues in the Tissues, and for the long haul, the COVID Correction. Know the cause and how to fix. Have a question on how Lynn the Body Channel can help you? Visit thebodychannel.com.
Be the creator of your own healthy life with the most unbeatable connected weight loss experience through Impact Remote Academy. You will get a customized 6-month program that is fat loss focused with simple to follow step-by-step instructions, Zoom coach support, and access to the Academy website tools and community. Because weight loss is hard and you deserve the best support. Look no further. Everything you need for weight loss success is accessible through Impact Remote Academy kit and support. This is your healthy journey to permanent weight loss, and we're going to give you the keys to unlock your inner power and optimal health through clean eating and self-love. The No More Rules gal, Steph Yost and Camille Barreto, are here to help you recognize self-sabotaging patterns and develop healthy lifestyle habits. Explore yourimpactwellness.com for all the details. That's yourimpactwellness.com. And remember to live your life with impact.
Back to Vibrant Voices with your host, Christine Vibrant, the show formerly known as Waking Hope. And Vibrant Voices is where we are nourishing your naturally healthy living. And we're very excited to be sharing so much of our transformation with you on the Transformation Network, as Christine Vibrant is stepping into transformation with the show, as well as the rebrand of the business. Being Better Me LLC is going into her second year, Being Better Me LLC is going into their second year of being in business, and the growth and transformation that has occurred since stepping into this has been life-changing, absolutely life-changing, and health-changing. I want to throw that in there because I am somebody who navigates multiple disabilities, chronic illness, chronic pain. Wow, the things that I've navigated and the unconscious ways that I have stepped into healing have only become really evident in the last year or so as I let go of what's been holding me back, let go of who I thought I was, who everybody wanted me to be, and stepped into this authentic version, which is very strange. I hear the word different about me all the time. And that used to feel bad. That used to feel negative. And what I've started to do, and this is what I want to encourage you to do, is we're stepping into the Vibrant Voices, your authentic self, what that's going to feel like. The Afraid and Achieving Anyway adventure. This wonderful program I'm offering because this is what I did. This is how we did it. This is how we're doing it. Living the dream in the midst of the situation, as we're turning the chaos into consciousness, as we're going, all right, it's a mess. What a hecking hell mess. All right. But I don't want to do this anymore. So now what? How can I? Because this is what I want you to understand. In every situation that we want, that thought comes up of, can I? Ugh, can I do it? Can I do it? There's been so much that hasn't worked. Can I do this? Ah, there's no way. There's no way. There's no way. And I know this because I've heard this through myself and my own voice of judgment. And I've heard so many other people tell me, oh, can you though? Is this something? It's not going to. You've never done business courses, Christine. How are you going to run a business? You're someone who deals with chronic pain and disabilities. How are you going to run a business? And instead of letting that stop me, I've sat and I thought, yes, how can I? Not chasing the answer, but asking. Because this is something that I want you to understand. And this is something I've learned, which is thrilling. and very sobering. You get what you ask for. You really do. You get what it is that you ask for, but do you know, are you clear on what it is you're asking for? And do you understand the energy you're pouring into it? Vibrant Voices is here. We're talking about representation. We've got lots of R's and V's and lots of very vibrant sounds. And this matters to me because when you are in sympathetic mode, when you are in flight, fight, freeze, fawn, and flock. Christine's very excited. The speech impediment's coming up. When you are in the sympathetic state, you're not your best self. And what you're doing is living elsewhere, not in the present moment. In the present moment where we are, where we're actually alive, not the past or the future. Here, this moment, right here, right now. This is where your magic lies. This is where your parasympathetic, the heal, feel, rest, and digest comes in. And most of us are not used to this. I shared in the beginning, in the first segment, how stepping into 30 minutes of free time before this show this morning set me spiraling into a panic. Because I thought, how am I going to fill this half hour? And isn't that just a beautiful indication of the habits that I have, the thought pattern habit I have? Yeah. This is a beautiful moment of going, why? Why, when you have 30 minutes to just be, do you feel panic? Where does that come from? And that's not serving you, is it? And it wasn't. And so I took that 30 minutes and I was just present with myself. And I shared a breathing technique, box breathing in the beginning, taking one breath in and resting, breathing out and resting, in, rest, out. Rest, a beautiful breathing pattern that can calm you down at any moment when you're feeling that sympathetic, fright, flight, freeze, fawn, and flock kicking in. And it brings you back to this present moment where you are the body and not the body, where you are the mind and not the mind, where you are the spirit and not the spirit, where you are the energy and not the energy, where you are the collective and not the collective, where you are so much more of everything than you ever thought was possible. What does that mean? What does that feel like? Let's bring some vibration in, because this is the thing that you're going to hear. Gratitude is the easiest way to raise your vibration. How easy is it for you to have gratitude when you're in chronic pain? How easy is it for you to have gratitude when you are in depression and you're spiraling and you're feeling that your life does not matter, when you're feeling powerless? And when all you're hearing are but. Yes, but. Let's have some freaking fun with that. I want you to take your hands and I want you to think of every time you've heard but, and I want you to literally put your hands on your butt. We're going to sit and we're going to sit and put our hands at the base of us, because at the heart of it, this is your root. And so many of us, when we're spiraling, I'm going to make you smile. Check in with your sphincter. It's probably really tight. Let's think of some animals. Let's think of when we see a cat and a dog scared. What do? They tuck in their tails. Many of us are born with a vestigial tail. Some of us are not, but we still have that instinct of when we're scared, when we're afraid, we tuck in our tail. And so the very root of you clenches up and that sets your nervous system spiraling. Having some fun with it is a really great way to break that pattern, because we take ourselves way too seriously as adults. So let's sit with our hands on our butt and literally get in touch with the base of us. It's going to feel strange, but what it's also going to do is give yourself permission to get back in touch with who you are. Your body may be used by other people. It's certainly being used by the business that you're working for. It's being used by the people who are demanding things from you. And the only one who should be using your body is you. The only one who should be getting the most joy and pleasure out of your body is you. And for too many people, we have been given the image that that's not our choice. And that can create a lot of stress and tension. And since your physical body is the easiest to work with and the most evidence for the work that you're doing, getting in touch with it is so vital as you step into transformation. And I want to give a shout out to everybody who is showing their transformation physically. One of my guests coming up in Vibrant Voices is going to be sharing their beautiful story of transformation. I cannot wait for this interview. It's going to be beautiful. Because people who are showing their transformation physically are giving the rest of us permission to be who we really want that authentic voice. All right, let's move our hands up a little bit. And I want you to take your hands. This is how hard it is to change when you're not used to it. Let's put our hands in a really peaceful mudra, a very peaceful prayer pose. And I want you to feel how intense the energy is. No pushing. Literally, try and put your hands together without any pressure and pushing one to the other. This is something I tried, and it's taken me still a long time to actually put my hands together with no pressure. That's a beautiful indicator of the tension I'm feeling. I don't need to understand it. I don't need to dive into it. I can just understand. I can accept it. This is the moment, right? Taking in a breath, because here's the truth. Stepping into your vibrant voice is going to open the world, not just for you, but for everybody. My first few guests, Bettina Gomez Lara and Cecilia Gomez Lara, are thriving in their businesses. They have created transformation in their own. And from the first few shows to where they are now, it's beautiful. Bettina is doing more with her apothecary. She has transformed her wellness studio, and she's changing lives, and it's beautiful to see. I really encourage you to go and get back in touch with Kitsune Massage Therapy, with the social medias. Cecilia's coffee, she's added more roasts and beans, more to her coffee, and she's even taken it a step further, and she's showing grades. I didn't know this, that there are grades to specialty coffee. And as a business owner, I'm going onto wholesale sites, and I'm not finding anything that matches what she sells. Organic, Rainforest Alliance, Fair Trade, certified, single origin. She knows where this comes from. Traceability, crop to cup. She will talk about her coffee, and her light shines so beautifully. And Cecilia is navigating tremendous change. And I've been given permission to share a little bit about this. And this is why I want you to go and check out ShangriLaCoffeeRoasters.com. Cecilia's mom has just gone through a double amputation. And Cecilia is running her business and taking care of her mother and being a wife and being a friend and growing her business. And you can help support her and your beautiful coffee habit by purchasing some of her coffee. You can be afraid, and things can be chaotic, and you can be in a situation, and you can do it anyway. You remember my wonderful interview with Jennifer Grace, as we talked about clarity and getting clear on what you want and how stepping into transformation is going to change. I'm in her writing class now, and I'm one of our guests, one of our co-writers is Ezgi, who we mentioned in the show. This is what the adventure is. You can achieve so much while being terrified and afraid. And I'm going to share a little bit more about that when we come back from the break. In the meantime, head over to that giveaway. I'm giving away that Afraid and Achieving Anyway adventure. And I really encourage you to hop on and to just get this, see if you're going to win it. I'm really excited to see what your goal is, what your achievement, your desired achievement is, what you're afraid of, and how we can get that out the way. Head on over, go and check out that wonderful giveaway. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to share something very exciting with you. And we're going to manifest something together that is going to change our world. And I'm so excited to be doing this with you. Stay tuned to Vibrant Voices with your host, Christine Vibrant. And I'll see you after this break.
Damayanti, where you can find a special gift for that special person. Or perhaps that special person is you. Our collections include messages in sacred Sanskrit of love, fearlessness, divine energy, and strength, made in America and shipped directly from us to you. Damayanti is the place to find a soul message unique to you, designed for your life journey. Go to damayanti.store now to find the special mantra that speaks to your soul.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on transformationtalkradio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.
You can't just fix yourself on the outside and expect the inside to follow. Whether you're 5 or 85, healthy living can begin whenever you decide you want a better life. Tune into Keeping Up with Barbara Scheidegger every month on transformationtalkradio.com to learn about implementing a daily routine and finding a balance to improve your life. Learn to live agelessly. Go to BarbaraScheidegger.com. That's Barbara, ScheidegGer.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Navigating a life of chronic pain and pain cycles can break you down and change your world. Searching for answers adds to the confusion unless you take charge and create something better. My name is Christine Vibrant, and I help motivated people turn their pain points into their power points. If you feel ready for the intensive transformative journey of my Better Me Empowered Living program, contact me at christine@beingbetterme.com.
Back to Vibrant Voices with your host, Christine Vibrant, the show formerly known as Waking Hope, where we're shaking things up and we're nourishing your naturally healthy living. And what does that mean? What does afraid and achieving anyway mean? Well, this is what it means to me. Having a business has been a lifelong dream, absolute lifelong dream. But as a girl, I was told, well, that's for boys. I was told that finances, you know, let your husband figure that out. Let somebody else figure that out. That's not yours. You do the girl thing. You do the female thing, do the home, do all these wonderful things. And I tried it for, shall we say, 5 minutes. Did not work out for me. It was not fun. It was not enjoyable. I wasn't getting the pleasure I wanted out of life. And had some surgeries, had that transformational experience, had the situation that not all of us get, but some of us do, where you look at everything and you're like, what is real and what isn't? That everything that you believed has come falling down, come crashing down. That moment where you feel like you're falling apart, everything is falling apart. And you think, am I even worth being here? Does my voice matter? What is the point of my life? And this is a very, very difficult moment because in our society, there's very few examples of what that looks like to step back out of. We're not shown so much of the mess and the chaos into this beautiful, beautiful achievement and to these goals and these wins. We don't see the denouement. We don't see the mess in the situations. We can hear about it, but we don't see that healing, or we're starting to see more of it. And a lot of it is, you know, sunshine, flowers, wonderful happiness. And a lot of it is fear. Most of it is fear and shame. And these low, low, low vibrational energies that have been gifted to us and are in the collective and are from our families, just as you've been gifted so much from your family, generations from the past, in your physical form, so has that come through in your mental and your spiritual. And that is something that we just have to accept. This is who we are, and it's so much more capable. We are more capable of what we want than you could possibly imagine. And I speak from experience. So the afraid and achieving anyway, this is the vibrational part of it. This is the gratitude part of it. If it's hard for you to find gratitude because you're chronically ill, you're in chronic pain. I navigated decades of adenomyosis and endometriosis. I was the girl who was the first in her class to wear a bra and to get the period and to do all of these things. And it was debilitatingly painful. And I was called names, and my family was called names, and I've been called names around the world. I have been accused of having an affair in the emergency room because I was obviously in labor or having a miscarriage, and they didn't want to believe me that I have endometriosis and adenomyosis and that there was nothing wrong other than I haven't been given the care I deserved. And I had to learn to speak for myself and advocate. And that was very hard when I felt powerless and I felt that my voice didn't matter. So how do you get there? Bring in the vibration, bring in the vibrantness, bring in the weirdness, bring in your beautiful, ever curious, childlike self. Sing off key, make that joyful noise. And we're going to do a little bit of it today. This is something I really want you to really, really understand, that everything about your body is beautiful. Nothing about it is disgusting. There is nothing to hate. And there is everything to love. So let's talk about poop, baby. Let's talk about poop and pee. Let's talk about all the things you're putting into your body. Let's talk about poop. Let's talk about the absorbing that you're doing. What are you absorbing in your life? Nourishing, naturally healthy living. I'm encouraging people to step into trying new things. I sell edible flowers. I'm going to be making fun superfood mixes. I have discovered something called Sapota. And this is a sweetener that is not saccharine sweet. This is a natural sweetener that is actually anti-parasitic and healthy for you. And it tastes a little bit like honeycomb, butterscotch honeycomb, but without that smack of sugar. It's just that rich, buttery nutrition. How wonderful to be eating and nourishing yourself this way. How wonderful to be taking skincare that I'm using. And I'm going to be having we're doing an interview with Anit from MS Skincare. This is happening in June. I am working with Anit on an interview as we're going to be talking about self-care as a healing tool. And there's a beautiful story I have to share, stories I have to share about that. That self-care is healing when you choose intentionally and when you know what it is that your body's absorbing. But more important, I want you to take this moment and think about everything around you right now as we're stepping into transformation, as I'm taking Waking Hope and we're changing it to vibrant voices, as I'm singing and being silly on a show where I have felt before I need to be serious, to be taken seriously. But I don't want to be taken seriously. I want to be taken with curiosity. I want to be taken with joy and fun. And I want you to remember me in those moments of chaos when it feels overwhelming and you think to yourself, can I do this? Yes. The answer is yes. Absolutely 100% yes. Can you do this? Yes. Are you ready? No. Doesn't matter. You're afraid? Achieve anyway. That's how we did it. I'm stepping into wonderfulness with my business. We're doubling down on giving back. The nonprofit I'm supporting is One Tree Planted, and I am dedicating sales, not profits, because I don't have profits yet. Second year of business. It's risky, but I'm dedicating sales to One Tree Planted because $1 plants a tree. And the project I've chosen is the Monarch Reforestation. We are creating new habitat for the monarch butterfly migration. New habitat. And so every time you work with me, whether it's through coaching, whether it's through the products that I curate, and I build relationships with each of my vendors, if there's no relationship, I do not sell their products. And I'm stepping into a lifestyle brand, and I want to share some of that with you. The shoes that I'm going to be showing on my photo shoot for the rebrand, this company supports a nonprofit stopping the trafficking, human trafficking, and trafficking children and trafficking women. And so each step that I take in these shoes that I'm going to be purchasing and offering as a lifestyle brand is a step to end trafficking. The clothing line that I'm going to be showing, the clothing I'm wearing, this manufacturer is East meets West. They're building and rebuilding those beautiful small town centers. During COVID, I've got their story. During COVID, when everybody else was going to Amazon and all of these big name brands that were taking so much of our time and energy, they stuck with the small businesses. They stuck with people like me because they believe in you. They believe in your community. They believe in the beauty of spending time, of going for a coffee, and then going to spend some time in a little store and going to meet the neighborhood person. That's your neighbor. You can see who they are. You can feel the joy, and they're going to know a lot more about their product. I can talk about the owners. I'm not going to talk about the product. I'm going to talk about their mission. I'm going to talk about the coffee grinders and the water carafe I sell, not because of the hydration, but because when you purchase it, that product gives 50 days of free, clean drinking water to a community who needs it. You're giving back, simply shopping, and you're doubling down because I support One Tree Planted. This is how easy it is for you to create change. being conscious, asking questions. And instead of saying, can I, ask how. How can I? And sit with the answer. Don't look for it. It'll come. But you've got to know that you can. You know that anything you want to achieve is possible. And it's going to evolve, and it's going to change, and it's going to transform. And pick a team that you can do it joyfully with. Just as I've transformed Vibrant Voices from Waking Hope, and I've worked with a wonderful team here at Transformation Network. Just as I've been able to be part of transforming someone's life from feeling, how is this my life, to how is this my life? You can do this too. And it doesn't have to take forever, but it does take the first step. And today is day one. And you do not need to see exactly where you're going. But if you can see the first step, take it. Take it knowing that you can. And that's how we did it. You can be afraid and achieve anyway. And it is an adventure. The best way to celebrate adventures is to share it. After all, even the solo travelers post all about it on social media because they're sharing it with us. What a wonderful show. What a wonderful episode. And I'm so grateful for this time that we've had together. I encourage you to find your vibrant voice, as silly and weird and awful and awkward as it's going to feel. Keep pushing through. Keep stepping into it. Find the joy. Find the curiosity. Find the silliness. If you have to take it to the mirror, take it to the mirror. Because I want to leave you with two things I say to myself every day. In the mirror, this is how it works. One, I love you. I love you. Two, I'm proud of you. I am proud of you. And so today, if you do nothing else, remember this. Transformation is possible. You are not ready, but today is the day that you take that first step. You can be afraid and achieve anyway. I love you. I'm proud of you. And we certainly deserve your authentic and vibrant life. Your host, Christine Vibrant, wishing you love and happiness today. Tune in every second and third Thursday of the month for more vibrant voices that represent you and offer you rest. Have a beautiful day. Take care.
Thank you. As this hour of Vibrant Voices comes to a close, we hope you found representation in shared experiences. Authentic expression can feel scary. Trusting your vibrant voice, having an example that resonates with you, exits excuses. We know you are capable of achieving your goals. You can nourish naturally healthy living, and your voice and story matters. Using your vibrant voice will show you the way. Until next time.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.